The JV, but also play into the varsity, and they've had a pretty good run as teammates on doubles here. We'll start off here with a sophomore, Reed Batterton. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, second year at tennis, I believe, right?
Yeah.
How's it going for you so far?
It's been going really well, yeah.
All right. And you've played, we were talking before here, you play pretty much doubles now all season long here, and you've been with Kalo, I think, yesterday or the day before?
Yeah. Was it yesterday? Yeah. Yeah.
Earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But no, you've played a combination of singles and doubles throughout this year, but how did it go at your latest meet?
It went really well. We got first and we beat everybody there. So
all right.
Lots of fun.
Absolutely. Well, what's been kind of what's really worked for you guys together this year?
I think a lot of communication and trying not to get mad at each other, which. I mean, it's always kind of a struggle, but, you know, I think if we can stay, like, focused and not butt heads a lot, then I think we work pretty well together.
Well, that's how people get hurt when you butt heads. but I know, and you mentioned to me, you also played a little bit of singles. What do you like playing better, singles or doubles?
I think I like playing doubles better because I always like to talk to somebody. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I feel like I kind of look crazy talking to myself when I play singles. But I think it's a lot funner to be able to play with somebody else and not just have to be alone the whole time.
All right. Excellent. What would you like to accomplish? You guys are going to have quite a few meets coming up here in the next few weeks, and then, boom, it's going to be done. But what do you like to accomplish as you move forward through this season?
I think my main one is just getting better at my serves. I'm kind of good where I am with my spot and everything. I don't want to really get on varsity or anything, but I think just my like playing skills and the strategies I have playing against people, I would like to improve on that.
All right. Well, I hope it continues to improve for you. You've had a nice start so far this year, and it sounds like you're going to be busy here coming up here next week. Keep up the good work, Reed, and thanks again for joining me here.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, sophomore Reed Batterton joining us here, and we'll be joined with a senior here, Kalo Heineman. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, so weird that your last go around in tennis?
Yes. Yep. This year's my last year. Kind of crazy, but
it is. It goes too darn fast.
Yes, it does.
All right. Well, you've had a pretty good season here early on. What do you feel like that you've been proud the most about how well you've played?
Yeah. So I've had a pretty successful start to the season so far, and Reed and I have picked up a couple gold medals so far, which has been good. So I'd say that's what I'm most proud of right now.
All right, and this is your first year playing with Reed, so what's it maybe been different with, or is this your second year together?
Yes,
okay, I'm sorry about that. But
that's all right.
Well, I lose track of time, but what's it been like working with him this year with the communication standpoint?
Yeah, so one thing that I really like about doubles is that you have to communicate with your partner and work on strategies together, and so we've been working on that both last year and at the beginning of this season so far this year. Just trying to improve that strategy and the communication that comes with doubles.
What do you feel like you've been strongest at this year?
I would say I think Reed and I do well with communication, but I also feel like we do well when Reed is serving and I get the chance to have some more net plays.
All right. And what would you like to accomplish with the season going as fast as it is already?
Yeah, it is going by pretty fast, but I'd like to see us have more successes, some more meets this year, and challenge ourselves by going to varsity meets and doing well there too.
Yeah, it sounds like you're going to be doing a couple of those next week.
Yes.
That's got to be pretty exciting.
Yep, it is. Yep.
All right. Well, good luck to you here, Kalo. You've had a good senior season, and best of luck to you here through the rest of the season.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, it is senior Kalo Heineman joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. We're going to get Coach Jansen up next, and let him talk about his team. It's been a busy time of the year. You just run. Varsity had meets on Thursday and Saturday. Yeah, win the meet on Thursday, and then the Saturday, I think it was, a fourth-place finish at Great Bend, kind of a mixed group?
Yeah, mixed group in the Great Wind Invitational. It was a rough day. We had some guys really step up, though. Our number twos stepped up and played number ones, and Saw some success there, especially Aiden Presson. He stepped up. He ended up fifth overall, but you know he was in a tie-breaking pool play and could have ended up going first overall. And then Dante and Kate played one doubles together and had a rough go, but maybe the wake-up call they needed to and to bring it every day. They just couldn't get things clicking.
Well, how big was it for your two players and singles and doubles to kind of move up to that number one position, number one singles, number one doubles, because they're going to be in tournaments here in a few days or a few weeks, I should say, that include, ones and twos. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that Garden City meets an open draw, and then when we go to Heston, that'll be an open two, and our league tournament, those are all mixed. So it's a good experience for them, and it shows they can compete, you know, even in taking some losses here and there.
They
show that they can handle the playing at that spot.
You schedule a lot more varsity meets than one can play in a regular season, so that's got to benefit your program quite a bit. But how well do you think that some of those players that have been JV players that aren't with the top six, how have they really improved when they go to some of those varsity meets?
Yeah, that's huge. That's why we do it. You know, we've got some depth this year with a big group of seniors. We've got guys like Kalo and Reed and Julian and Brody that, you know, on a different team might go qualify for state, but they don't even get that opportunity to play at regionals here. So, try to give them good competition and see what they can do at varsity.
Well, your schedule definitely challenges you here the next few weeks. You're going to take your top six tomorrow to Ellsworth, and guys were just on those courts a couple weeks ago, but should be a little warmer than a couple weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken. And then next week, pretty busy week as well with a couple of meets there, Monday and Tuesday, I believe it is.
Yep, tomorrow's a tough one. Houston's draw in singles. I think there's he's the four seed because the other three are really strong returning state medalists, just like he is. So he's going to have his work cut out for him. Number one doubles face a team. Avery and Sage will face a team from Classical, hopefully. And they're I think maybe fifth at state last year, so a good opportunity to pick some wins up against some 4A schools and maybe get some indirects going into regionals.
How tough is it to try to find those 4A schools that are in your regional?
Yeah, it's us and Ulysses out here, we've got a couple extras scheduled that we go all the way to Heston later in the season and run into some of those guys. Just, you know, we don't know what we're getting with 4A because we don't see any of them, but we can't control that. We got to show up day of play.
All right. So once again, Coach Corbett Jansen joining us here as we talk Scott City tennis off to a very good start here and get continued with that at Ellsworth tomorrow. And, Coach, once again, appreciate the time here as always, and good luck to you guys coming up here tomorrow and then even next week.
Yep. Thank you, Adam.